Greetings. These are the chronicles of one man's adventures and misadventures in Asia. Hi, I'm Coco Jean. In episode 6, Woulda, Coulda, Shoulda. Thank you for downloading. Welcome back, loyal listeners, and greetings to new listeners. This will be a fairly technical episode, as I will be describing all the things that I coulda, woulda, and shoulda done to prepare for the CELTA. And I'm presenting this because, as I have mentioned before, I took the CELTA course and I failed it miserably, even though I have been speaking, reading, writing English all my life, even though I have written proposals, memos, research papers, even though I have experience in public speaking, in small groups, facilitating workshops and classes to large groups. I failed the CELTA. And I failed it because I forgot something that my father taught me. Prior planning prevents piss poor performance. Now you may be listening and asking yourself, how can a man who seemingly possesses all of the necessary prerequisites to undertake a course in English language teaching possibly fail? Allow me to share the story. I became aware of the CELTA some time ago, and I began researching. I developed a spreadsheet comparing costs, locations, travel time, airfares. In short, I did a fair amount of research as I began looking at CELTA providers. Approximately a month before I actually left for the CELTA, I was advised that my job was being considered for elimination and that I would be laid off. At that point, I began working on the application for the CELTA and continued to work, hoping that my job would not be one eliminated, but knowing that more than likely it would be. And that was the situation for the next few weeks. At the beginning of my final week of work, I was advised that, yes, indeed, my job was going to be eliminated and that I would be unemployed by the end of the week. Please close out any work and files and prepare all of that work for storage, archiving, transfer to other workers, what have you. Fair enough. At that point, I made a serious mistake in judgment. I decided that I would go to the next available CELTA at the provider that I had selected, which happened to be in Bangkok. Based on cost, based on all of the things that I thought I knew at that time, it seemed like the best provider for me. I would have been better off not going to Bangkok and instead selecting the Southern Cross CELTA located in Ecuador, because that CELTA is delivered over 5 weeks, and more importantly, and most importantly, accommodations are provided along with the CELTA. In other words, you actually get to stay on site at a, I guess you would call it a seaside resort, and take the CELTA at a somewhat more leisurely pace, if such things are important to you. But I didn't. I decided I was going to go to Bangkok, and I, quick, fast, and in a hurry, completed my application, completed the pre-interview task, and sent it off to Bangkok. On the Friday, my last day of work, my employers graciously took me out to lunch, and after lunch said, you know what, we're done for the day. Go ahead, go home, go away. And I did. I immediately rushed back to my home, grabbed up a couple of documents, ran over to the post office, to the courthouse, and I submitted the necessary documentation for an expedited passport because, silly me, I had actually allowed my passport to expire some time ago, and I needed a new one if I was going to actually be traveling. So I got the application in, I got the passport application in, and I began waiting with a fair amount of expectation that I would actually be admitted to the CELTA and that I would be departing in a matter of weeks. And that's indeed what happened. I took the Skype interview with the CELTA provider in the following week, and by the end of the week, my passport was in hand. I quickly ran over to the airport, which, as I've mentioned previously, is within sight, is actually within walking distance of my home. I didn't walk this day. I took the bus. It was only about a 10-minute ride, but I went over to the airline counter, picked up my plane tickets, and I was ready to book. Now, at no point in this tale of preparing for the CELTA have you heard me say anything about actually preparing for the course, because I didn't do that. I relied on my experience and my knowledge and all of those different applications of English language that I have used in my professional and non-professional career to get me through the English parts of the CELTA. And as far as I understood and as far as I pre-researched, I was right. My understanding of English is not what got me into trouble. My understanding of English was not the reason I failed. I failed because two reasons. I injured my back the day after I arrived in Thailand, and I was unable to sleep effectively for approximately the next 2 weeks. More importantly, I committed the sin of not doing enough research on exactly what the CELTA would require and preparing for exactly what the CELTA would require ahead of time. My preparation only went so far as reviewing some basic English, and I didn't even do that as well as I should have. So I'm going to take the CELTA again, and I don't want you making the same preventable mistake that I made. Taking the CELTA is much more than a challenge to your understanding of English. The parts of the CELTA where I got in trouble were specific teaching methodologies, specific delivery methods, tailoring a specific type of lesson plan to a specific type of student. I didn't do that, and I paid the price for it in that I made a trip to a foreign land, I didn't enjoy myself, and I didn't even get my certificate that I went over there for in the first place. Don't be like me. Don't be that guy or gal. If you're going to invest a couple of thousand dollars in a course that is intended to prepare you to teach English worldwide as a second language, you owe it to yourself to do at least the minimum amount of preparation. And sad to say, I didn't even do that. Ego is a bitch, and I'm afraid mine was running hot and heavy. Otherwise, I would have, at the very least, I should have waited until the following CELTA, giving myself a couple of months to do what I am in fact doing now. Learn from my mistakes. So I'm going to provide in this episode a list of resources that you should take a look at if you're considering taking the CELTA. While I have repeatedly referenced the CELTA in this episode, the resources that I am going to share with you apply equally well to the CERTESOL. And if you don't know the difference between the CELTA and the CERTESOL and all the other teaching English as a foreign language certificates that are out there, you need to stop in your tracks and research it, because they're not all the same. Forget what the glossy advertising says, forget what the school provider says. It comes down to this. CELTA is recognized worldwide as a teaching English as a foreign language pre-service training program. CERTESOL is considered equivalent to the CELTA. They're not the same, they're offered by different providers. If you are looking at a course that is not a recognized and validated CELTA provider or a recognized and validated CERTESL provider, then you risk putting in a whole lot of time and effort and expense into something that may or may not be worth the paper it's printed on. And let me give you a good example. Right here in my hometown, even though the CELTA is only recent, really recent, there were actually three or four other quote-unquote teaching English as a foreign language teacher training programs in town available at the time I went to take the CELTA, and I knew about them. A couple of them are affiliated with a couple of universities, local colleges and universities. But from my research and from some of the books I ordered, I at least knew that those were not the courses I should be considering if I was going to spend the money myself. You really do yourself a disservice if you take a course from anybody other than CELTA or CERTESL. And I know that there's some people out there who would love to argue that point with me. Fine. My blog is at cocogenechronicles.wordpress.com. You can send your comments over there. You can leave them on my Facebook page. But I'm not going to argue the point because I've seen and read too many horror stories of people who invested the time and effort into something that didn't give them the kind of return they were hoping to get. But don't take my word for it. Do your own research. The link to the CELTA and the link to the CERTESL is on the blog. More importantly, there is actually a very excellent checklist for what you should be looking for in your CELTA provider. And that is called Choosing Your First English Language Teacher Training Course. It's available as a downloadable PDF. It's available for you to read online. Check the links at the blog. Let us suppose that you are serious about the CELTA, or better yet, that you are serious about teaching English as a second language and that you are prepared to do what it takes. And you would like to know what it takes? Here's a resource for you. There is a book called Success on Your Certificate Course in English Language Teaching by a lady named Carolyn Brandt, who is a ESL teacher, a CELTA graduate, a CELTA trainer, I believe she's got a Delta trainer and a researcher, and she's really put a lot of time and effort and valid and valuable information into what it takes for you or me as a CELTA candidate to pass the course. And her book gives an excellent overview and an excellent introduction into exactly what the CELTA is going to require for you to pass. And again, let me repeat, I'm speaking to the CELTA, but almost everything I'm going to share, everything I'm going to share in this episode applies equally to the CERTESL. Links are on the blog. For a detailed overview of the CELTA, go to the CELTA official website and get the official information. Duh. Okay? It's there. It tells you what the CELTA is, what's required, what you should be looking for, what you should expect. Okay, but if you're still uncertain as to whether or not the CELTA is what you should be looking at after you've read the CELTA official information, you can get an official CELTA syllabus and assessment guidelines, which will tell you pretty much exactly what CELTA, the organization, which is actually Cambridge University, but at any rate, what the CELTA parent organization stipulates is a validated CELTA course. What it's going to include, what it's going to deliver, and specifically how you as a candidate are evaluated on your course. And again, these are some things that, yes, you might think, well, yeah, that's obvious. Well, yes, they are, but did I do them before I went to Bangkok? Of course not. So now you've looked at the official information, you've looked at the syllabus, and you've decided, hey, I really do believe that CELTA is the way to go for me. Go with an official CELTA provider. There is an official CELTA provider list on, guess what? Yes, the link is on the blog. So you've decided and chosen your CELTA provider, and now begins the fun, because you have to apply for the course. And there's an application form, and there's going to be a pre-interview task. This task is used during your interview. Actually, before your interview, they will take a look at your application form and a look at your submitted pre-interview task to decide if you're even going to be interviewed. And what they're looking for is an indication that you possess enough of the prerequisite understanding of English and grammar to pass the course. Notice I did not say they're looking for enough English teaching skills to pass the course, because they expect to provide that. What they're looking for is, do you understand the difference between present tense, past tense, present perfect? Yes, it was new to me too. And did I study for that kind of stuff? No, I did not. I managed to pass the pre-interview task, which is, again, you know, I'm relying on my ability. If I can't impress them with data, I will dazzle them with bullshit. Forgive my language, but hey, it got me through college.
You're listening to a Kokajin Chronicles podcast. You can find additional content, show notes, or leave your comments at kokajinchronicles.wordpress.com.
There is the first hurdle, if you will, is to pass the pre-interview task. And you actually have to do a bit of work on that. Not too much, but I've included the International House Bangkok CELTA pre-interview task document for you to take a look at. You will find, if you look around, that most of the CELTAs that you might consider applying to have something very like this pre-interview task that they require you to complete. And they will refer to that during your interview. So now you know. Suppose you pass the pre-interview and your CELTA provider says, yes, we're going to expect you next week, next month, next year for CELTA session number blank, blank, fill in the blank. Your provider should give you a reading list. CELTA is delivered at a very fast pace, and they're not going to take the time during the class, because believe it or not, there are people there who are smarter than you, who have more experience than you. In fact, I had a number of English as a second language teachers in my CELTA, but they didn't have the certificate, and that was, they felt, holding back their career, their mobility, what have you. So you're going to be in session with people with greater or lesser familiarity with English, one, and English teaching, two, than you. They likely are not familiar with the CELTA way, which is an entity unto itself, but that's what you're all there to get. So once you're accepted into a CELTA, your CELTA provider will more than likely give you a suggested reading list. I suggest you take that list seriously. Now, I can probably guess what one or two of the books on that list are going to be, because they show up so often, but I'm not going to get into all that right now, other than to suggest that you get at least one of the suggested reading books and read it before you go. The greater your familiarity with teaching English as a foreign language terminology and CELTA-specific terminology, the easier you're going to find the CELTA. Lacking one or the other, or worse, lacking both, is going to likely fatally impair your ability to pass the CELTA, which is a huge disappointment. I speak from experience. The other thing that you should get from your provider once you're accepted is not only the suggested reading list, you should be given a CELTA pre-course task. This is a task that is designed to familiarize you with some of the terminology, some of the teaching English as a foreign language terminology, and some CELTA-specific terminology before you ever get into the course. More importantly, it will provide you with some practice in the types of language analysis that are going to be required on the CELTA course. All that said, at a minimum, reading one of the books from the suggested reading list and completing the CELTA pre-course task is the minimum level of preparation you should do before you can consider yourself ready for the CELTA course. And here's where things get interesting, because the CELTA pre-course task, while it's provided by the CELTA provider, and while it's strongly suggested that you complete that task by the CELTA provider, many CELTA providers do not, in fact, require you to complete the pre-course task. Let me say that again. They will provide the pre-course task, but they don't require the pre-course task. They may not even ask, have you done the pre-course task on the first day of the CELTA? Because they presume that you have. That's right. Your CELTA pre-course task may take an hour or two to 10 or 20 hours. It's worth it to do it. It's worth it to do it before you ever, it's worth it to do it well in advance of the CELTA. And remember, what I'm advising is that the CELTA pre-course task and the CELTA suggested reading list are the minimum level of preparation that you should do. And since I'm trying to be a helpful host, I provided a link to the CELTA pre-course task and the CELTA pre-course task answer key. So, what's your excuse for not doing it? That's right, you have no excuse. So suppose you only do the minimum level of CELTA preparation. You should be in fairly good shape. Moving on. There is available, online, free, for you to look at, the CELTA Course Administrator Handbook. This handbook, as I understand it, is a really good look at what the teaching and training side of the CELTA. It's not you as a teacher. This is the CELTA tutors, the people who are teaching you. This document delineates and lays out exactly what the tutors should be doing, what the school and providers should be providing, and how you should be treated and evaluated and processed. Good information. Even better than that, however, is a CELTA sample course timetable. This is a document that shows the progression from day one of the CELTA to day last of the CELTA. And there is a link to 8 CERTESL study resources. These are resources and tips for me and you as a CELTA course candidate. Exactly what do you need to know and how do you need to process some of the information that is going to be coming at you like a tsunami? It tells you how to deal with it, how to digest it, how to use it, how to implement it. Because that's the big thing with the CELTA is implementation. You're going to teach 6 minimum times, possibly more. And those lessons are evaluated and critiqued immediately after you deliver your lesson. You'll have a group critique from your fellow trainees. You'll have an individual critique from your CELTA tutor. The expectation is that you will take the suggestions and the tips and the critiques and demonstrate that you are implementing them in your very next lesson. I didn't say mastery. They want to see progress and progression. Okay? And if you look at the administration handbook and at the timetable and notes, it says in there, this is what we're looking for. Now, the next two, had I only known that these were available, I might just have passed the CELTA. Certainly, it would have been much less painful than it was, because there is available from Amazon, and nobody at my class had these. I don't know why. the official from Cambridge University, the Celtic Course Trainer's Manual. Remember, this is the person who's teaching you, and the Celtic Course Trainee book. That's right, the official course from Cambridge. Now, if you're sitting in a Celtic course and trying to take notes and trying to keep up, you're going to have paper just flying everywhere. Not to mention, is it in the digestible form? Can you use it? Can you review it? Can you start implementing and demonstrating progress and proficiency with it? These two titles cover the 40 input sessions that you're going to experience during your CELTEP. They give you the trainer's side, that is what the trainer should be delivering, and some methodology as to how the trainer should be delivering, and what the trainer is looking for from you as a trainee. And the CELTEP Course Trainee book, of course, gives the reciprocal, what you as the student are expected to undergo, undertake, and deliver. So it's really getting into the, if I can say it, getting into the head of the CELTEP. And if I'd only had those two, you can't see it, but I'm kicking myself in the butt right now because I didn't get these two till I got back to the States and found them online at Amazon. But if I'd only had those two, I'd have been much better off. These two books are 2007 copyrighted, but the CELTEP hasn't changed that much in the intervening 4 years. So I would suggest you maybe take a look. This is quoting the old man again. It's free advice. It's worth exactly what you paid for it. Lesson plans, lesson planning, a huge component of the CELTEP. Yep, it's true. Fortunately, there's a resource available that pretty much demonstrates the CELTEP way of lesson planning. And it's called the TKT Practical Handbook. The link is where? Raise your hand if you know. That's right. The link is on the blog. Go there, download it, start getting a look at those lesson plans. Your lesson planning will include the lesson plan form, the language analysis forms, and procedure forms. Now, do we expect you to sit down and make those forms? No. More than likely, your CELTEP provider will have some type of forms that they will provide to you. However, you can get a look. You can get an advanced copy. You can get a head start by getting these documents from the Teaching House New York CELTEP link. That's right. Teaching House in New York is a CELTEP provider. And Teaching House itself has about 4 or 5 different CELTEP sites that they deliver the CELTEP at in the U.S. The intensive CELTEP course handbook from Teaching House New York runs 233 pages. Now, maybe 30 pages of that is Teaching House New York specific. The rest of it is CELTEP way, CELTEP course content. And it's something that, again, if I had only done just that much, read that much, I'd have been better off. Now, the CELTEP is not secret, and if you look hard, you can actually find a fair amount of information. But it's easy to get overloaded with information, and this one is different from that one, blah, blah, blah. Now, I still have the International House Bangkok Handbook. I found the International House Bogota Handbook, but neither one of those, even in combination, is as extensive, is as explanatory as the Teaching House New York intensive CELTEP course handbook. So, again, take a look at it. Some of it pertains to New York, but most of it is pertaining to the CELTEP, with particular emphasis on the CELTEP way. Moving on, you would like to know exactly what the CELTEP evaluation criteria and the records are, wouldn't you? Say yes, of course you would. The document you want to look at is the CELTEP 5 Candidate Record Booklet. Available for download, yes! Finally, the BBC published an action plan guide to teaching English for English teachers. You can ignore everything I said. You can wing it, as I tried to. Now, Do you really have to do all that if you want to teach English overseas? No. There are a few government-run teaching English as a second language recruiting programs where they try to bring native English speakers in to teach in their country. Now, these programs have varying levels of requirements, and you really should take a look at each one specifically. I know of five. There's Teaching Chile, there's a Hong Kong native speaking English teacher, there's an English program in Korea, there's the Gyeonggi, and I know I said that wrong, there's the Gyeonggi English program in Korea, and there's the world famous JET program, the Japan Exchange and Teaching Program. They may or may not require a teaching English as a foreign language certificate. They have different types of criteria. You want to know about it? You check it out. In short, do your homework. Decide for yourself. And I hope that you have more success than I did the first time around. But I also hope that, you know, if it does pay off, let me know. And someday in some exotic locale, you can buy me a beer. We'll trade Celta stories. That is as much free advice as I have to offer on this particular topic at this time. I hope you find it useful. Kokujin Chronicles is recorded, edited, and mixed with free and open source software tools in Ubuntu Studio. This episode was mastered June 1st, 2011, and featured the musical artistry of Sarakina from the 8 Chills album. This album and thousands of others are available free at www.jamendo.com. Until next time, peace, love, and harmony.